So this week, scientists in America, this is Michael Cech and his colleagues at the University of Massachusetts, have shown that they can switch off individual genes in certain parts of the body's immune system using yeast. Now, this is rather surprising. The yeast isn't actually alive when they do this. It's a very clever paper written in Nature this week. What they do is take yeast cells, which are about 1/500th of a millimetre across, and if they bath them in acid and then in some solvents, what happens is all of the contents of the yeast cells are stripped away, and you're left with this outer husk, which is made of a sugary molecule, which is called beta-1,3-D-glucan. And this is very much loved by macrophages, which are cells that eat things. They're part of your immune system that engulf things and break them down. They're attracted to this particular chemical. And what the researchers have found is that they can fill these empty yeast husks with other chemicals, including putting in bits of genetic material. So what they did was to fill them up with structures called interfering RNAs. These are very short pieces of genetic material, which are the genetic mirror image of certain genes in the body. And if you add these mirror images to a cell, what the mirror image does is it hunts down its own gene product, the complementary mirror image to itself, and causes it to be broken down. So it effectively switches that gene off. So by feeding mice these yeast husks that were full of these interfering RNAs, the researchers were able to shut off a couple of genes in the mice. They targeted one gene called TNF-alpha, which is very important in inflammation, and another gene linked to TNF-alpha, another one called MAP4K4. And what they were able to demonstrate is not only when fed these particles by mouth would these genes shut off in the macrophages in these mice, but also they could give the mice a dose of something called LPS. This is lipopolysaccharide. This is a chemical which comes from the surfaces of bacteria and is linked to septic shock. So when someone gets septicemia, they're producing a lot of this chemical, and this is what causes people to get low blood pressure and sometimes, unfortunately, to die. Well, in mice that were given these injections with LPS, but which had previously been treated with these particles, more than half the mice survived. So this suggests that this could be a very clever way to selectively turn off certain genes in the immune system, and that could be useful for treating chronic inflammatory disorders like rheumatoid arthritis.
Sounds like very good news indeed.